This is TWiT.
I was going to come out against this constant change of things in order to sell things. So up and down, the size. So anyway, I wanted to tell how I have got it made about Christmas. I'm not in the hands of the mercenaries. I don't have to buy anything. And I'm gonna tell you how I do that.
I would love to know, because then I'll know what I'm getting for Christmas.
Because everything I do is a habit. I have lived so long that I've decided the things that I like to do and canceled out the rest of them. So I hate change. Habits. I love habits. So I've got it all organized around habits.
Yeah.
The entire Christmas, I make things.
Mm.
So should I start talking about what I do?
Well, can
Christmas
I show
now?
Them before you do that? Can I show them what you give me every year for my birthday?
Oh.
Well, I was going to say that during the talk.
Oh, I'll save it then. I have them here, though.
They're not on your feet, I noticed.
Well, they are, but I can't get my...
Do you wear them?
Yeah, but I can't put my feet up on the... I don't want to put my feet up on the table. That's considered rude in some cultures.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So...
No, but while I'm on this subject, one thing.
Okay.
Every year I say, please put some socks on, stand on a piece of paper, and draw around your foot... And mail me that in an envelope. Snail mail.
I never do this.
You never do it. So every year, I have to figure out what. And you usually say, Mom, I have small feet. I don't know what small means.
They fit. The socks you've been making. The reason I don't do this is every time you send me socks, they fit perfectly. So your guessing is perfect. Whatever you're doing, keep doing that.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I will. But I will do the same thing, because that's okay.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
But do your feet
change? The value of doing everything that's a habit. Because because by this age, I've been there and done that.
Yes.
And I'm sick of most of the stuff. I have only saved what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So the first thing I do... is take care of the people who take care of me during the year, which is the darling mailman who always rings the bell to get, if there's a heavy package, he rings the bell so he can lift it in for me. And the milkman, who isn't too darling, but you have to give him something to eat in his truck. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Slow down. First of all, I think most of the country doesn't know what a milkman is.
Probably not. It's a habit we have in New England still.
Yeah.
We have milkmen here, and I love having a milkman.
I forgot to explain. Mom lives in Providence, Rhode Island, where I grew up still. So just for background, I forgot to mention that. And so you still live in New England, and they have milk. They have a guy deliver the milk every morning.
Yes, and now they've expanded. And you can get salad greens. You can get all kinds of vegetables.
You know why?
You know,
because there's not enough money in milk to justify a guy driving around.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Even when I was a kid, they were starting to sell things like milk shampoo and milk conditioner. They tried to tie it into dairy.
Milk shampoo. God. Did they really?
Yes. I remember we had a box. There was a box for the milkman, the milk box.
But there wasn't shampoo didn't come in there.
They expanded the line because it was Hood, HP Hood. And they expanded the line because milk wasn't enough to justify having a truck. So they wanted to make a little more money. So a higher profit margin on shampoo and stuff like that. But because they didn't want to just say, hey, we're selling milk and shampoo, they called it milk shampoo. So it was kind of like, oh, well, it makes.
God, I hate it.
As part of this whole.
By the way. I need to find out about my life from you. I have no memory of Hood Milkman. So you can tell me what went on.
Yeah.
You didn't miss a trick.
Well, and it was an insulated box because in the summertime you don't want the milk to get hot. But you'd have to get the milk in the wintertime. You'd have to get it pretty quick because it would freeze and it would come out the top of the bottle. Remember, it would pop the top off and you'd have frozen milk coming out over the bottle.
You remember that?
It's the kind of thing a kid remembers.
Gee, that's the first thing I do is be sure I take care of the postman, the neighbors, the guy down the street who was nice and used his snowblower on my walk, too.
That was nice of him, yeah. And
I have been sending for candy, maybe even when you were a kid, from this one place called Sunnyland Farms. And every Christmas, I order, they have gift bags, little Christmassy gift bags, 9 in a box, and they're turtles. And it's a pecan farm.
Chocolate pecan turtles. Yum. You never sent me those. You never sent me those.
I'll send them this year.
Well, no, because I...
You don't want me to send you candy? That would be a bad mother.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yeah. I won't do it. She's but if you ever visit, I'll give you one. I put them in the freezer, and I eat them all the way through till July. And the turtles, this is a pecan farm.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're delicious.
Well, you know what? I ordered for Thanksgiving, on your recommendation, a Harrington's ham from Harrington's of Vermont. Corn cob smoked.
I can't get Eva to get one.
Oh.
She hates ham. I wanted to share. If two people order, it's like $20 each. And the ham is heaven.
You know what they say. Eternity is a ham and two people.
Oh, yeah. Irma Rombauer said that.
Yeah. We got a whole leg. It's 16 pounds. That's a lot of ham.
Well, okay. So I send to Sunnyland Farms in November.
Yeah.
And I get the same order every year. I must have been doing it for 20 years. And it's always delicious. And now the mailman counts on it. And his wife loves them, and it makes Christmas for them.
That's a good idea. So you give turtles to everybody.
It's a habit.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
It's easy.
I give turtles to people who have helped me out all year.
Nice.
And I give turtles to my family.
Yeah.
So then I also am very lucky that even if you're pretending to like them, you have said, always give me socks. So that's another habit, and I love it.
There's one pair. You knit these, right?
Yeah. You got them all in there.
Of course I do.
What is that?
Where else would I put them?
They're in a fuzzy bag.
Well, that's my app cap. But yeah, this is the most recent pair. And I thought these were kind of cool because they're kind of monochrome. Shades of Gray socks. I like these a lot.
Uh-oh, I think I'm knitting those again.
No. But then I also like the very colorful ones because they show style. Colorful socks like this are fun because they peek out through between your shoes and your pant cuff. Mm-hmm. And they say something. You know, they're a statement. So I like them. Should I not be doing this, though, with them? Is that bad? You know what I'm saying?
Hold them together with the toe together to the other toe. When you wash them, turn them inside out and put them in regular wash.
Okay. But after they're done.
You roll them.
You roll them?
Yeah, right? Mary, you roll them?
Roll it down to the cuff.
Yeah.
And put the cuff over it.
Okay, but that, some people say that stretches the cuff.
No, they're not stretched. No, it doesn't.
I saw this method, which I'm never going to do.
The Con-Marie method? Oh.
No. This is Condo Marie, probably. Yeah. You put them like a plus sign, and then you fold the toe over, and then you fold the top over like that.
You know what? That's just somebody trying to get attention by changing the rules. You know, you just got to be careful now. Don't pay attention to anything. Okay, let's talk about Christmas some more. So, all right, I'll show you a thing here. Every once in a while, I will find something that I really like. And so I send it to everybody at Christmas, this little thing. Now, you don't need this, I asked you.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Let everybody look at that. Let's see it again. And what do you think that is, Megan? Is it a dinosaur scale? Is it?
It's a jalapeno keychain.
A jalapeno keychain. Is that what it is, Mother?
Almost. Keep guessing.
It does.
It's from that famous Lee catalog. And it's called a slice. And it's magnetized. So I keep it on my refrigerator. It has embedded in the little front down there some ceramic sharp teeth. It works like a little saw. And I just grab it to open any package, open anything, and slice through it.
Wow.
This is a great thing.
Everybody needs that. It's from the Lee or L-E-I-G-H. How do you spell the Lee catalog?
Lee Valley.
So it's L-E-E. L-E-E.
In Canada.
Lee Valley, Canada.
They have the best little things.
That is a great...
And this was a great gift.
You know what? That would be a great stocking stuffer for any geek, because we always have stuff packages to open.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is weird. Can you see this?
It's a weird object.
It is an Aquas towel, hair drying towel.
Oh, you gave one of these to Lisa.
For drying long hair. And you put it on your head after you...
Could you show us what that looks like?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to put this on. All right, you won't see my face for a minute. It's going on the back of my head, okay?
Okay.
You put it, and then when your hair is dripping wet, you twist this around like that, put it back, and button
it. Oh, look how cute that is. You could wear that out. That's like a turban.
No. So it's a magic dryer because you walk around in this for a while. When you take it off, your hair is bare. It's just damp. It took all the moisture out of your hair.
That's so clever.
It takes no time to dry your hair.
What's that called? Now,
this is an Aquas original, hair towel or something like that. You can get it. I don't know. I can't remember, but just go on the internet. I sent it to everyone I knew with long hair. And by the way, I was going to say that. Everything goes in and out of style. This long hair thing is a drag. Have you noticed how many people have hair obstructing? Remember, I can't remember the names, never mind. But when people are women, you can't see their eyes. The hair is going across their mouth. There's too much hair. Now, my hair is too long, but unfortunately, my hairdresser appointment is next week, so it would have been shorter for this show. But people are doing their hair right now. It's either supposed to be sexy. You can't look at women. Everyone has hair all the way down.
And how about guys now? Everybody, beards are back. Guys are doing this.
Guys are wearing this scruffy little beard. So it's got something to do with sexuality. Women think they're sexier with long hair.
Well, hair's kind of sexy.
But it is not sexy. It is messy. And then the scruffy beards are itchy looking. Pretty soon, though, I guarantee, because of the dollar, the style will change.
Because of the dollar?
Because of commerce is behind all of this. So then the style will quickly go. It's already going with men to bald heads. There's instead of scruff, they're doing bald heads.
Okay, that's Anthony. And look, because Jerry is ahead of the game. Jerry's got the bald head and the beard.
He's cool.
You could tell he's cool. And Burke says he wants one of those Aquas Turbo Twists for his beard. That's Burke.
Well, you can get... No, by the way, that company... Oh, see, I knew I'm getting it. So this is what's going to happen. Pretty soon, men are going to look like eggs on a neck. They're just going to shave everything off, and women's hair is going to look like a skull cap because change.
Because of the dollar.
It's the dollar.
It's the dollar.
It's the dollar.